Cardiff, this is Ruben. Can you hold for a moment?
Yep.
Thank you. Hi, is this Tobin?
Yep.
How you doing, brother?
Good, how are you?
Non-stop for me. Welcome to my life. So, I don't know if you got my email. Basically, we've got all the equipment approved. I wanted to walk you through what we can do here, if you had a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, really good program, really good, you know, very good program, very good term, very flexible. Here's the only thing. We have a long-standing relationship with Restaurant Max. We do what's called pre-funding them all the time, which means when we do a finance release for them, we pay them up front on this transaction. Basically, it's kind of industry standard. On this specific program, this really has to use this type of pricing and to use this reimbursement. It really doesn't, my underwriter doesn't see it from that perspective. As much as I love Restaurant Max, they're saying, hey, look, because this approval is so heavily discounted and because it's so custom, they are not allowed to extend any pre-funding on the transaction, which means we couldn't pay until delivery. Now, typically, Restaurant Max requires payment up front. What I want to propose to you is this. Are you comfortable giving Restaurant Max a deposit and then getting it back or paying them and getting reimbursed as part of the transaction to use this approval?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. What I would need to know is this. All the equipment's approved. I can get you a contract tomorrow to review. Our contract is 2 pages long, so there's nothing to hide. I need a copy of your driver's license. I also need to know what term you would like to do.
Three years.
Okay. So what I'll do is, once I get your driver's license, I'll get the funding department to generate the contracts, send them over for you to review, and get it into funding.
All right. I'll send my license over.
Cool. And just to confirm, you want to do this as a finance agreement, not a lease, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then just to also confirm, our transaction will not appear on your personal credit, so this won't show up as a debt obligation on your personal credit. It goes exclusively under the business. The only way it would influence your personal credit is if you defaulted and stopped paying.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Glad to make it happen.
Yep. So I'll get you the license over.
Perfect. Anything else I can do for you?
No, that's it.
Thanks, Tobin.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.